Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Bardcast, the Shakespeare podcast.
Season 2, the greatest season.
Yeah, I'm Carson.
And I'm Jeff.
As you've probably noticed already, we have new music, which will accompany the beginning and end of every episode.
Unless you let us know that you hate it, in which case it'll go away.
Right, if you have a problem with it, we can get rid of it.
Come back with new, better music.
I found this music at freesound.org. This particular music was produced by a person called Conum. It is available free, like all music, at freesound.org. We will provide a link to the website from our website, bardcast.blogspot.com. Please let us know what you think about the music and whether you'd like to hear something else. Okay, so this episode is just going to be about the podcast itself. And
yeah, you're not going to really learn anything new today, so if you want, you can just stop now.
Well, we are going to have a little bit about Shakespeare, but not very much.
Yeah, I guess.
So first of all, apparently with Blogger, we only get 25 episode archives on iTunes, so I'm going to have an archive page where all of the episodes are freely available on the website.
Mm-hmm. This does work pretty well with our breaking it down into seasons.
Exactly, and that will be available in perpetuity.
That means forever.
I'm also going to have a larger store page where instead of an individual page linking to a film version of Macbeth, we will have our editor's picks for what we think are the top products in Shakespeare media. Our favorite movie versions and our favorite books and stuff like that.
So far, I think my favorite movie version, that's a difficult choice.
I enjoyed Scotland PA a great deal.
That was pretty good. I mean, it's not something I'd want to really rewatch, though.
Right.
I think my favorite play that we actually went and saw was definitely the Macbeth we saw at the Guthrie.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the Kenneth Branagh Henry V. I think that was a good production.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. The Laurence Olivier was good, but just it was a little too shiny happy.
Well, it's just old-fashioned movies don't really work for me. They're just too slow.
Some of them will work better than others.
Absolutely.
Like, there was that, what was that, the Mickey Rooney?
The ridiculously old Midsummer Night's Dream, yeah. Anyway, I'd also like to endorse Slings and Arrows, the Canadian comedy about people that produce a Shakespeare theater. Mm-hmm. Incredibly good. Captures the feeling of the Shakespeare plays very, very well.
It's also funny.
Oh, absolutely.
And as for Shakespeare-related books, we both agree Bill Bryson's Shakespeare book is pretty much the best book on Shakespeare that is readable by the common man.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. It's brief, and it covers everything anyone would want to know about Shakespeare.
That we can know about Shakespeare.
Right, yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's talk about what we've done so far in Season 1. We've done 25 episodes.
Yep.
I think we've done some really good plays. Mm-hmm. We've done...
And a couple mediocre plays.
A lot of mediocre plays. We've done Macbeth, The Tempest, Othello, and Henry V. There are still a lot of good plays to do,
though. I would also say Midsummer Night's Dream belongs in our really good category, too.
I'll agree with that. That's a good play.
Mm-hmm.
So, we tried to do an episode where we focused on the characters, and I don't think that really went very well, but we're going to continue to experiment with how exactly we're going to do the episodes about plays. There's just about 3 hours worth of content in a play, like, to produce it. So trying to summarize the play in about 1 hour is a difficult proposal.
Mm-hmm. Especially because we can't get too detailed, but if we're too sparse or vague, then it's impossible to tell what we're talking about.
Right, so it's just a balancing act that we continuously are going to be modifying, and we would really appreciate your input for all that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you think we're doing a good job, let us know. If you think we're doing a terrible job, let us know, and we'll mock you relentlessly.
Right, but privately.
Yes. We would never publish your personal details on our podcast and encourage people to hunt and kill you.
Absolutely. The other thing is future episodes.
Mm-hmm. We are going to do episodes in the future.
Right. So we want this to be a monthly podcast. It gives us time to do research and figure out what we're going to do next and all the process of actually producing the podcast.
Yeah. So far, we haven't had a specific schedule or anything. It's just we plan the next podcast, and then whenever we're both available, we'll work on it.
Right. If we're lucky, we'll get one out about at once every month from now on.
And usually it's easier to get a low-content podcast than a play podcast.
Sure. Okay, so an issue that I specifically want people to comment on or vote on bardcast.blogspot.com is whether we should make our next history play Richard III or the Henry VI thing. We've been doing the history plays in chronological order, Richard II, Henry IV, Henry V, and the next play in chronological order is Henry VI, mm-hmm. but no one really seems to want to hear that. So,
well, I don't care what people think.
So the question to you, the listener, is whether our next history play should be Henry VI, Part 1, 2, and 3, or Richard III. So please go to Bardcast and vote for that, which will be available until the next episode.
I'm just going to say, personally, my endorsement is we will do 1, 2, and 3 separately and before Richard III, because it is a second Henry ad, and they are all connected plays with characters that run throughout them.
Okay, your argument is noted.
And I don't care what they think, I will stand by this to the end.
So I'd like to emphasize just in general that we really would like to hear comments from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing you can do to keep this podcast going is to just mail us a check. Yeah, to give us money. The second best thing you can do is give us comments. And I guess the third best thing would be tell your friends and get more listeners for the show. And then maybe reviews on iTunes, since I don't check that very often.
Yeah.
But we appreciate all four of those things very much. Just primarily write us a check.
And if you do happen to have your own podcast, feel free to endorse us.
Oh, yeah. If you have some sort of outlet to give us an endorsement, we'd appreciate that a great deal.
We can't promise reciprocity, but we might consider it.
Yeah, because we really have the chance to be picky here. Okay, so also in the future, we're definitely going to do an episode about Shakespeare films.
Mm-hmm, just as a solid episode.
Right, and
not covering specific ones.
Like talking about specific directors and our favorite films. Yeah, Laurence Olivier, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely also give us comments about which films you like.
And also we'll be talking somewhat about the challenges of turning a play, like a theatrical play, into a film.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. We're also going to do the poems and the sonnets.
Mm-hmm. Probably as two separate podcasts?
Oh, absolutely. If not, a different episode for each of the poems and several episodes about the sonnets, because there's just so much content there. There's so much to unpack. I know you don't like the sonnets, but there's just so much information there that it'd be difficult to do it in one episode without being ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe, because there are like, what, there's the Dark Lady poems, there's the...
Well, it's organized into three different people.
Exactly.
We'll talk about this during the actual episode.
Yeah.
I don't think that ordering is really meaningful, but we'll get to that.
It's a way we could break it down if we do multiple episodes
sure.
on the sonnets.
So, if you have any thoughts about the sonnets, why you like them, what you think we should talk about, please let us know. We're not super into the sonnets, so any sort of perspective that you have on that would help.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the first thing we'll do with the sonnets is sort of a review of what they are and how they work. There are a bunch of other categories that we can talk about with Shakespeare. And
if you have any requests, let us know.
Absolutely. One thing that I would really like to stress throughout this entire episode is please give us comments.
Yep. I mean, we love to hear from you, and it does genuinely affect what we talk about.
Absolutely. And one of the episodes that I would like to do is about Shakespeare's contemporaries. That's the people who lived at the same time as him, people like Ben Jonson and...
Christopher Marlowe.
Right, other people that influenced him and he would have known as another human being.
And as a fellow playwright.
Right. We've got a little bit of news
in
the Shakespeare scene. Michael Caine, famous English actor, is making a science fiction production of Henry V, something that I've been calling for some time. It doesn't seem to involve spaceships, so it's not exactly what I want. I want the Shakespeare history plays as a space opera where they've got spaceships fighting each other, but you can't have everything you want. The thing with the history plays is that they have monarchies, and we don't have monarchies today. We have democracies. So you can't have a Henry V story where, like, you couldn't have a modern American president have an incompetent drunkard son somehow miraculously become president himself and launch a foreign war across the sea. Like, that would be ludicrous. That would never happen.
No comment.
So you really have to set the history plays in some different setting from today. And I think science fiction, especially kind of a unrealistic science fiction space opera, would be very good.
Mm-hmm.
Just one other little bit of trivia is I was reading Victor Hugo's book about Shakespeare, which really isn't a very good source for...
Considering he makes up about half the stuff in it, at least.
Yeah, Victor Hugo is not a very good researcher, I guess. But he did have an interesting theory about the Shakespeare plays. He says that all of the plays, except two, have the larger theme, the larger story, repeated in a smaller way.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in Henry IV, Henry V is sort of rejected by his father in a similar way that Henry V rejects Falstaff. Not a perfect analogy, but...
Mm-hmm.
And in Lear rejects his children, and a smaller character rejects his child, and so on and so forth.
I get the feeling, though, that with this, while he might be technically correct on a lot of them, I don't think Shakespeare intended with as many of them as he's considering to be interior plays. Like, some of them are very obvious and deliberate, but some of them are kind of just like, oh, yeah, and this is totally similar.
It's just inevitable that you'd be able to connect two different bits of the story together. But when Shakespeare does this, it gives you a good perspective, because you can compare the main story to how it works in the smaller version of the same action.
Yes, yes.
And it gives you a different perspective on the same events.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a neat theory I thought I'd bring up.
Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there's a lot of reading Shakespeare and criticism of Shakespeare, and in the end, what you really have to do is go out and see a Shakespeare performance, preferably in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's always fun.
All of these podcasts, even all the movies to a lesser degree, aren't what Shakespeare was producing. Shakespeare was producing something specifically for the theater. Anyone who says that Shakespeare wrote to be read is insane.
So, yes.
If you ever get the chance to see a good Shakespeare production, please, 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 please go see it. Because that's the real Shakespeare.
And possibly, if you can, bring a small recording device with you and then send us the tapes.
Yeah, I don't think that's legal or appropriate. Okay, so this is just a short episode where we're kind of talking about...
Yep, it's our intro to Season 2.
Yeah, and we're pretty excited about doing Season 2, and we hope that you are too. Please let us know you'd like to see.
Yeah. In Season 3, we jump the shark.
Well, Season 3 is going to be our last season, so we'll have to do it then.
Next week, we'll be doing the play As You Like It.
Yes.
That is to say, the play is called As You Like It. We will not be doing it in any way that you like.
And I'm Carson.
And I'm Jeff, I think.
And this has been Bardcast. Thank you for listening.
Okay. I should probably stop recording. And murder anyone who gets in my way. Cut that out.
Yeah, there always is going to be a lot of cutting.
You bet there will.